Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
I like cheese. I like cheese. I like cheese. I like cheese.
Well, I like cheese too. Doesn't everyone? Do you? We'll celebrate cheese and other dairy products that make Wisconsin famous on this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, June 6th. As we celebrate June Dairy Month this hour, we want to know what dairy products you love and how you might get in some extra dairy goodness this month. Maybe a breakfast on the farm. Maybe a cheese curd festival. Maybe getting your favorite ice cream treat somewhere. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guest. Heather Porter Engwall is the Director of National Product Communications for the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot for joining us, Heather. I know you're feeling under the weather this morning, but you didn't crawl back under the covers, so thank you so much for being with us.
Of course. My pleasure.
And the only thing I regret is that you were going to bring in all sorts of yummy dairy products this morning, so I'll just have to imagine them.
Yes, and a rain check on my part.
Oh, no, that's okay. So why do we celebrate dairy in June?
Well, you know, the dairy impact here in the state is really, really important to our economy and just to our overall state being. We've been celebrating June Dairy Month since 1939. It actually began as National Milk Month, and Wisconsin decided to add on the celebration of milk and cheese and butter and ice cream, and so we've really been celebrating it for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. How important is the dairy industry to the state?
It's extremely important. We, you know, a dairy farm generates billions of dollars to the state's economy each year. Dairy cows, even each dairy cow, it's usually generates about $21,000 to the economy. And so dairy farmers and the dairy families of the state contribute a lot to, you know, roads and taxes and just keeping things, you know, alive and well for the state.
And is Wisconsin still the leading producer of cheese in the country?
We are. We're the number one producer, and that's being held strong. We also win more awards than any other state and nation, so we're very proud of that. And so, yes, we are the number one cheese producer in the country.
And California produces more milk, but they're just bigger, and that's the only reason, right?
That's right. Exactly.
So why is it that Wisconsin is so good for dairy of all states? So why are we America's dairy land?
Well, you know, many people that I've talked to, both cheesemakers and dairy farmers, say that it really starts with the land, and even the weather contributes to really good quality milk and conditions to raise cows and grow crops. We have wonderful water. We have really good land to, you know, grow the feed. And so that's where it starts, is really the beginning process. From there, we have the history of doing it. You know, our dairy farmers have been farming the state for more than 170 years, and so there's a lot of family traditions and generations of knowledge on how to do things right. And then also we have a really great infrastructure. So between the farmers and the cheesemakers and the ice cream producers, there's a lot of different organizations and groups that, you know, network and help each other to not only create a really great product, but also to network and market and really share the knowledge and information, you know, to keep things going strong.
Speaking of those farmers, we have the opportunity this month, just I think in every single county, to have a breakfast on the farm as a part of June Dairy Month.
Yes, this is one of my favorite things all year to attend in Wisconsin. There's over 70 dairy farms across the state that's hosting a farm breakfast. So no one has an excuse to not, you know, find one in their area. On our website, the Dairy Days of Summer, you can go and click on the farm breakfast link and either sort by date or by county to find the nearest farm breakfast. It lists the location and the times. And I don't know if you've ever been to one, but it's really, really a charming and wonderful experience to take friends and family to. There's usually, obviously, there's wonderful breakfast. A lot of cases they serve things like ice cream and cheese curds and other types of dairy products along with it.
A breakfast of champions, then, with ice cream and cheese curds. Yeah.
And there's petting zoos often. You know, there's different educational components that are there. And then lots of times they have bands and, you know, music or entertainment, too. So you can really make a day out of it and enjoy your time.
Well, I have not been to one, and it is on my list. I've lived in Wisconsin all my life, and I would love to attend a breakfast on the farm. And I was looking at the list because sometimes I'm not right here in Madison. I might be in a different county, and I can go to one somewhere else. But besides being able to sample some ice cream and cheese curds, is there a bigger mission for this breakfast on the farm besides just having fun? Are you trying to connect a community to farmer?
Definitely. I mean, and that's really the whole point of them is to, you know, have the community come in and see how things happen and firsthand, you know, really where our milk and cheese and great dairy products come from. And so, I mean, I think it's really an amazing experience for anyone who's either not been on a farm or, you know, wants to learn more about it, but also people who have maybe grown up on farms and have, you know, moved on and it gives them a chance to go back. So it really is a great way to connect to the community and really show, you know, why Wisconsin is so great and why dairy farming is such an amazing life.
Well, we'll ask listeners, are you planning on going to a farm breakfast this year? What about dairy products? Do you have a favorite dairy product? 1-800-642-1234. How do you plan to celebrate June Dairy Month? You can also send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Where did cheese go?
I don't know.
Where did cheese go?
I don't know.
Well, we are celebrating cheese and butter and ice cream and all things dairy during this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 17 minutes past 6 o'clock now. I had mentioned earlier that I will be headed to Door County after the show today, and I'm really looking forward to a nice big ice cream cone at Wilson's Ice Cream Parlor in Ephraim, one of many great places to eat ice cream. Where's your favorite place to eat ice cream? Where's your favorite place to get cheese? Do you have a cheese factory near you or a favorite type of cheese that you search for? Let us know what you plan to do to celebrate June Dairy Month and where we can go to find great dairy products. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking with Heather Porter Engwall, who is Director of National Product Communications for the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. And Heather, I know that you weren't able to come in studio this morning with a tray of dairy products, but if you did, what would have been on it? Some yummy cheese, I presume?
Yes, definitely. Some cheese and cheese curds. We also have about 50 recipes on our Dairy Days of Summer site, and so a few of those items are breakfast items. So we have like orange strawberry muffins, and then of course a yogurt parfait as well. So my refrigerator is stocked with a lot of dairy products right now.
Well, you'll be able to celebrate for several days with that.
Yes.
You know, what do you do to celebrate? I know that you're telling other people all about you know, the June Dairy Month, but
yeah.
do you go to some of these events?
I do. You know, it's I typically go to one or two of the dairy farm breakfasts. Definitely, always the Dane County farm breakfast that's taking place later on this month. And then this Saturday, actually in Madison, Cows in the Concourse is taking place. And it's, if anyone hasn't experienced that, it's just a really great event. There's a petting zoo with or a petting area with cows there that people can interact with. Grilled cheese sandwiches are being made, chocolate milk. So it's really an extension of the already wonderful farmers market that goes on. So I'll be attending that. Also, later in the month on June 21st, the Wisconsin Historical Society is hosting a Creating Dairyland breakfast with author Ed Janis. So I'll be attending that and enjoying a dairy brunch. Master cheesemaker Sid Cook will be there as well to talk about his family and cheese stores, Car Valley. So I've got all kinds of events to attend this month and eating my way through the state.
Well, I might be at some of those events and see you there. I was also intrigued by, and I'm looking for it now. Oh, darn it. It was the Cheese Curd Festival in Ellsworth, I believe.
Yes. Well, Ellsworth is I think they call themselves the cheese capital of the world. And I have never been up there. I've seen video of the festival. It looks very, very fun. But that's definitely something that's on my list to get
yeah.
to someday.
Well, let's go to the phones. Irene in Phillips is with us. Hi, Irene.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to, I'm ready to walk out the door, but I heard your question, Joy. Our favorite place for ice cream cones, and we also buy cheese curds every time we pass through, is Hawkeye Dairy in Abbotsford. And I have one quick cheese curd story. My son teaches in northern Nevada, and he said that his teacher friends had never heard of cheese curds. So I once, during the wintertime, brought 30 one-pound bags in my suitcase. And when I got out there, I discovered that the TSA had looked through my luggage, because when they saw 30 pounds of stuff in bags, I'm sure they were very curious about what I was bringing.
Oh, that is hilarious. That's funny, Irene. And
only in Wisconsin.
That is great. That it really is. And I mean, that cheese curd, especially the fried cheese curd, is a real regional treat. It seems more famous for those especially. But why the Hawkeye Dairy, Irene? Is there something special about
that?
It's
on Highway 13 and just a common travel route to get down to Marshfield or get on Highway 29 going across the state. So,
all right.
Just a convenient spot. Thank you very much for the program.
Thank you so much for letting us know. That is something. I might be putting you on the spot, Heather, but what exactly is a cheese curd? What is this?
Yeah, well, a cheese curd is basically the freshest cheese you can really eat as far as after it's created. So when the milk and the whey gets drained, and then, you know, the curd or the cheese starts to form together, it usually gets cut, and then that curd starts to, it gets cut into the curd, and that's really what you're eating, is a few minutes old cheese.
And that's why it has that squeaky goodness
exactly.
to it.
Exactly. Yeah. And so usually that squeak lasts for about 3 days, and so we always say once a cheese curd stops being a cheese curd, it just becomes young cheddar.
Yeah. So. Say, what is a? We've been making cheese for a very, very long time in Wisconsin, and we make the most cheese in the nation. But what's new in terms of Wisconsin cheese fame? I mean, is there anything sort of new and special going on?
Yeah. Over the last decade, for sure, we've seen just a resurgence in cheesemakers making artisan and specialty cheeses, and so they're they're creating products that are either, you know, cave-aged or have mixed milk in them, just really unique kind of Wisconsin originals. And that's really made a statement in the cheese world, and it has put Wisconsin on the map, in terms of not only making a lot of cheese, but also really great and amazing cheese, and it really brought a lot of attention to the state. And so it's been a really fun kind of adventure to see the cheese making companies and even additional dairy products grow. There's been new butter butter companies that have come out and products, artisan butters, even yogurt, things like Greek yogurt is starting to be produced here in the state. And so each year we see new products and wonderful options really coming out and for people to enjoy and celebrate.
Let's go to Bill in Sun Prairie, who I understand, Bill, you would like to talk a little bit more about why we celebrate Dairy Month in June. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. Thank you for the show, Joy. It's a pleasure to wake up to you every morning.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, yes, the reason June was selected as the Dairy Month was back years ago by the American Dairy Association. What would happen is farmers would stop their cows' lactation period in around Christmas time. And so they weren't producing milk in January and February and most of March, but would then calve in late March, early April. Okay, then in May, the pastures were at their peak of production. They would let the cows out onto pasture and production. And so June become a very flush period of milk.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, the schools would let out, and the consumption of milk through the school milk program dropped off. So the consumption dropped off at the very time that the biggest production period of milk was going on in the state. And so the American Dairy Association decided that they would try to promote the consumption of milk during the month of June.
Well, that makes sense. Bill, I didn't mention, is a historian who worked for the Agriculture Department, apparently. That makes sense. And plus, it's just so darn nice out, and it's time to eat ice cream and such, I think, in June.
Oh, sure, sure. That was always a big part of it, too. But it was really to try to increase that production. Today, the market's totally different. But at that time, the bulk of the milk went to production of fluid milk for cities, Milwaukee, mm-hmm. Chicago, Minneapolis, that sort of thing. So the majority of the milk went for fluid milk production. The cheese and the butter and all that other stuff was a byproduct of the milk using the surplus milk to make those products.
Yeah.
Because they were less perishable than the whole milk itself.
Bill, thank you so much for joining us and sharing more of the history of June Dairy Month. That's quite interesting, isn't it, Heather?
It is. It is.
Well, where most of the milk goes now? Is it fluid consumption or is it all these other products?
About 80% of the milk, actually I think 90% of the milk now, closer to 90%, goes into making cheese here in the state. And so that's why, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board spends a lot of our energy in promoting cheese and dairy products because so much of the milk goes into it.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org if you'd like to talk about how you are going to celebrate June Dairy Month or what favorite dairy products you're planning on consuming. Chris in Wisconsin Dells is with us. Hi, Chris.
Hi. I have a great story. This happened a long time ago. A woman that I knew was doing a piece for Wisconsin Public Radio, actually, and she got an invitation to go out to Idaho and interview Ed Keenholz, a famous artist, and she didn't want to spend $700 on an airplane ticket and asked me if I wanted to go. So I packed up a cooler full of cheese, and we got out there, And they were laying out Pacific salmon and stuff on the table for us, and so we never delved into our cheese. So on the way home, and it was August, and it was 99 degrees outside, we got thumbed over. They had the freeway blocked off, and they were pouring asphalt in the 99-degree heat in the middle of Montana where there is no shade and there are no trees or anything to reprieve them. And these people on this road crew stuck out their thumb to us and said, "Hey, Wisconsin, got any cheese?" Well, it turns out that I had a cooler packed full of cheese and ice, and so I did something I have never done since or before this, which is that I pulled into the other lanes of the freeway and then backed my vehicle down the freeway, and I went and gave them the cooler full of cheese, and they had a happy lunch on me.
That is so great. We are certainly, you are very kind, Chris, to give them your Wisconsin cheese, and we are really known for Wisconsin cheese, aren't we, Heather?
We are, and I can't tell you how many times I go through the Madison Airport and see people, you know, getting stopped for their cheese searches. But that's a really great story.
Well, we hope to hear your story about Wisconsin dairy. We are celebrating June Dairy Month with Heather Porter Engwall, who is Director of National Product Communications for the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. We're talking about the farm breakfasts that are going on. We're talking about the different dairy product festivals that are going on. We're talking about all the dairy products that make Wisconsin famous, and we're welcoming your favorites. 1-800-642-1234. We'll check news and then we'll be back.
Now ice cream man, please ring your bell,
ding, ding,
and play that music that I've grown to love.
We will get back to our June Dairy Month celebration in just a few minutes, and I want to know where you go for great ice cream or other dairy products. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. First, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Every spring, Wisconsin beekeepers swarm to Watertown to buy bees for their hives. Producer Nancy Camden went to the really big bee buy after an exceptionally long cold winter.
It is real disheartening when you open a cover and find a colony of thousands of dead honeybees. My name is Chris Dempsey, and I'm the beekeeper.
And my name is Robin Campbell. You're dealing with a creature that has extreme amounts of variables within the insect itself, but then you're also dealing with the variable of the weather.
So here I am at my empty hives. The next step is picking up a delivery from Dayton & Sons in Watertown that I ordered in September, planning to double my hives this year to 20. Yeah, it's sad, and it's expensive, and, you know, it's a lot of work.
This winter in Wisconsin, it was probably about two-thirds loss, and some people 100%. Matt LaForge, I'm the branch manager at Dayton in Watertown. Today we're having a package bee pickup day, so the bees just arrived from California. They make the trip in about 35 hours, nonstop, and everyone is coming to pick them up and get them in their hives as soon as possible.
Well, it's just typical of when you go to pick up bees. A lot of the bees are on the outside of the packages, and they just fly around. They're not trying to sting anybody. They're just looking for their hive. That one behind your glasses, you could have got stung there because he didn't know where to go. My name is Hank Edel. I've been beekeeping about 10 years. I'm from Blue Mountain.
This is the biggest package bee year we've ever had here, so it really is a big bee buy. A 2-pound box of bees is about $80. A larger 3-pound box is about $95.
Lee Heine. My job's the distributor. We distribute more package bees than anyone in the United States. We've had about 3,000 packages delivered here. They average between 7,000 and 10,000 bees a package.
Dave Marcy from Ogdensburg, Wisconsin. I'm the bee man. And I've been keeping bees for 30 years. When I get home, my wife and I will go out and I have things ready for them. So I'll get them in there as soon as possible. It'll take them a while to get situated and go out and find flowers. But I think they'll be sleeping in a hive tonight.
My name is Adam Raby and I live in East Troy, Wisconsin. They did well till about late February, the last cold spell. And like everybody else, when we lost them, we're going to try it again this summer. You know, a little more knowledge, we're going to give it a go.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Not all honeybee hives need to be honey production. Can be for pollination. They can just purely be for enjoyment and fascination.
My name is Riley Capel. I am 12. I'm from Lebanon, Wisconsin. Today we're here picking up our bees. This is our first year. We're just going to try it out, see what it's like.
We need our honeybees. A third of what we eat is pollinated food from the honeybees. You keep trying because it's an important thing.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org and find us on Facebook. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the hour each week when we celebrate Wisconsin life and we talk about special Wisconsin experiences. And today we are focusing in on dairy. June is Dairy Month and a time to celebrate cheese and butter and ice cream and other products that make Wisconsin famous. We are talking with a guest about the importance of the dairy industry to the state, where we can go to celebrate, and taking your recommendations for your favorite dairy treats and where you find them. I asked before, where do you go for a great Wisconsin ice cream cone? But you can also tell us where you go for cheese or other dairy products. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Heather Porter Engwall, Director of National Product Communications for the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. And Heather, I understand that if I I'm at Wilson's in Ephraim, in Door County, where I'm headed after the show, and I'm having my favorite ice cream cone there, that I should take a photo of myself with that favorite dairy treat, and I might possibly win a fantastic prize if I send that to you.
Yes, that's right. If you post it on Instagram with the hashtag #LoveDairy, you can have a chance to win a $3,000 grand prize or some other smaller ones. This is our Eat, Love, Share photo contest that's going on through the month of June. We know that, you know, anyone that uses social media or on Instagram knows how much people love to take selfies. So we thought it would be a fun way to get some interaction of people taking photos of their favorite dairy products or spots or, you know, enjoying some type of dairy or event in the state, and then you can post that and for a chance to win.
Sounds great. I just have to figure out Instagram. I bet you it's not too hard.
It's not, and it's kind of addictive, I warn you.
All right. Let's go to Maddie in Wapaka next. Hello, Maddie.
Hi. I live just up the road from a little village, a beautiful, beautiful little village called Rural, R-U-R-A-L.
Mm-hmm.
And it's near Wapaka. And there's a Weller store there in Rural, and there's a portage right next to Weller store where people that are canoeing down the Crystal River stop, and they go into Mr. Weller's store and buy an ice cream cone, and it's also an antique store, but anyway, he sells the vanilla cones are 25 cents, and the other flavored cones are, I believe, 50 cents.
What a deal.
And it's just a real worthwhile stop.
Thank you. I'm glad, Maddie. What's your favorite ice cream cone?
It's probably the mint.
Mm-hmm.
And but anyway, it's just a beautiful little village outside of Wapaka, and it's sort of a tradition for people to go to Weller's store.
I will certainly check it out. I'm in the Wapaka area fairly frequently, and I have to admit, I'm not sure I remember being in Rural. What a lovely name for a town. Thank you so much, Maddie. So what a deal for those ice cream cones. 25 cents for a vanilla ice cream cone, Heather. Can you do better than that?
No, that's amazing. I think I'm going to check it out, too.
That is so good. Well, any ice cream-related fun facts or events or flavors that you want to talk about, Heather?
Well, I'm always willing to talk about ice cream, especially in the morning. Actually, July is ice cream month, which is kind of funny.
Oh.
So we back-to-back the good stuff together. But there are a lot of really wonderful ice creams coming out of the state. Nearby Madison, Sassy Cow Creamery. You can go and have an experience on the farm, so outside of just June. They have lots of different events and create some really great ice cream. And then there's a family, Kelly's Country Creamery, in the Fond du Lac area that have a dairy farm and decided to create their lifelong dream of having an ice cream shop. And we were there once on kind of a random Wednesday afternoon, and it was amazing to see all of the people coming in. And, you know, they're out in the middle of kind of this rustic, I don't like to say in the middle of nowhere, but they're in the middle of somewhere, and but not around a lot of towns or anything, and they had just a ton of people stopping by and enjoying ice cream. So ice cream is something that I think anyone can enjoy, just about anyone.
We all scream for it. You know what, Heather? I've just had a brainstorm. We'll have you come back in July for Ice Cream Month, and you can, we'll reschedule your in-studio appearance, hint, hint.
That would be great. I can make that happen.
That will be good. Well, we will ask you, where do you go for your favorite ice cream or cheese or butter or any other wonderful dairy product? We are celebrating June Dairy Month, and we're welcoming your questions for our guests. We're welcoming your favorite dairy products. We're wondering if you're planning on celebrating June Dairy Month. Maybe are you going to attend a farm breakfast going on this month? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Waupaca, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupon, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Manor, Swishwaters, Climate.
I've been over there, hey, smelt that dairy air, hey.
This is a June Dairy Month edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We have been talking about the dairy days of summer, the importance of the dairy industry to Wisconsin, and our favorite dairy products during this hour, and asking you, where and how will you celebrate Wisconsin ice cream, cheese, butter, milk, yogurt, and all things dairy? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are happy to be talking with Heather Porter Engwall, who is Director of National Product Communications for the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. And our next caller is Evelyn in Neenah. Hello, Evelyn.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
I would like to tell you the best place to get cheese products in Wisconsin is the Union Star Cheese Factory in Zittau, Wisconsin. Now, Zittau is located right off of U.S. Highway 10 on IA near Winchester, between Winchester and Fremont. They have the best fresh cheese curds, and you can get them after 10 a.m. on Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And they also have tours of their cheese factory daily, except Sunday. And they're open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Evelyn, that's...
We get our cheese curd fixed at least once a month there.
That is so good. And why do you think Union Star has the very best ones?
They're so tasty. We've had cheese curds at different factories in Wisconsin. And there's something about Union Star. Of course, there's fresh.
Mm-hmm.
That's the important thing with cheese curds.
Sure is. Well, thank you very much, Evelyn. I don't think I've been to Union Star Cheese Factory in... and I'm sorry, how did you pronounce...
Highway 10 between Winchester and Fremont on II. It's only about a mile off of US 10.
Thank you very much. How many cheese factories like that do we have in Wisconsin, Heather? Any idea?
Yeah, we have over 100. And actually, we have a map. It's called the Traveler's Guide Map that you can either download or order from our eatwisconsincheese.com website. And it lists off the cheese factories and retail stores that offer either tours or sells cheese and dairy products. So if people are in certain parts of the state or looking, you know, to make a road trip, it's a really great resource to see where you can stop. It also includes the hours and locations and if they offer a viewing window or tour for to actually see things being made.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been talking about dairy products all hour long and all some of my very favorite, but I'm thinking, are we concentrating just on dairy cow's milk products, or is the milk marketing board marketing goat's milk or cheese or sheep or any other?
Well, we are funded by the cows, so we primarily talk about cow dairy products. You know, we have many different kinds of products from goat and sheep as well, and, you know, definitely can celebrate those throughout the month of June, but since the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board is, you know, that's where our funding comes from, we really primarily stick to that.
I thought so. We had a question about that. So,
sure.
Jared in Dubuque. Hi, Jared.
Hello. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. What do you recommend?
Well, I'm sure someone was going to call it in at some point, but the University of Wisconsin-Madison, the Babcock Hall and Ice Cream Dairy Department there, they have some of the best ice cream that I've had, and I'm from Wisconsin, so I think I have a good palate for ice cream.
Yeah, it is, and some really unique flavors too, right, Jared?
Yeah, there's a ton. I mean, there's peanut butter flavors, there's all different types that you would get in a regular grocery store, plus they're making up new every month I go into, there's something new I can try.
What are you into this month, Jared?
Well, my go-to is always the peanut butter. I don't know how they do it, but they somehow manage to put essentially what seems like raw peanut butter in the ice cream. So you'll be eating like this chocolate style ice cream, and then all of a sudden it feels like you just took a spoonful right out of the peanut butter jar.
All right. Yeah. You sold me on that one. I'm going to try that soon. That's just, gosh, it's, you know, walking distance from Wisconsin Public Radio Studios. I should go as soon as I get off the air. Heather, what about Babcock Hall at the University of Wisconsin-Madison?
Yes. Well, not only do they make great products, but the Center for Dairy Research is also a really, really an amazing world-renowned research center for cheesemakers to utilize, you know, when they're wanting to create a new product or test something or really, you know, become more educated about what their cheese is doing and needing to become. They also have a lot of really interesting classes that they offer. I think they just got done with a three-day intensive kind of how-to overview of cheese making. So anyone that's interested in going, you know, more into the dairy industry or that's maybe already in the world of dairy as far as cheese goes and products, they can go and learn more. I actually was there during one of those classes, and we were on a tour, and the ice cream was being made that morning, and I have a very vivid memory of standing there watching them pour this big wonderful bucket of pecans and their ice cream.
Oh.
And it was, and we got to, of course, then try it right after, and it is really, really good ice cream for sure.
I agree. Let's go to Don in Milwaukee next. Hello, Don.
Hello. See, actually, I'm passing through Milwaukee, heading up to Pine River Dairy, and I'm going to have a 25-cent a scoop ice cream in various flavors on my way to pick up just the greatest cheese in Wisconsin, just off I-43, west of Manitowoc.
All right. Thank you. I had not heard of that one either. I don't know where I've been. I'm going to have to get that map.
I'm going to try and get it, too. I'm going back to driving.
All right. Thank you very much, Don. And enjoy that 25-cent ice cream cone.
I think we should add an element to our website next year on where to find these 25-cent ice cream cones.
I know. That's great. Thank you very much, Don. And enjoy your dairy trip. Judy in Hartford is with us now. Hi, Judy. Yes, where's your favorite ice cream?
In Hartford, Wisconsin, Main Street, downtown, it's called Scoop DeVille.
And what kind do you get there?
Anything with peanut butter or mocha.
Nice.
And they do make their own ice cream, and they have a couple really bizarre things made with bacon and some other kind of strange things.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to say your guest mentioned Kelly's Country Creamery, and that's another great one.
Thank you very much, Judy. I'll pass on the bacon in my ice cream, but that's just me. let's see. I think we have time for a couple more. We have David in Chippewa Falls. Hi, David.
Hello. See, I wanted to get the word out on a product. I don't know if it's been mentioned because I haven't heard the whole program, but it's called Fresh Colby. And what it is, it's best when you have, just like curd, when you have it the day it's made. But it's basically the curd that's been pressed into a block. And you can buy it on kind of on the Longhorn, but it's better than you know, cut up curd.
Oh.
It's called Fresh Colby.
I think that sounds fascinating.
Get it around here is LeGrander's in Stanley, but other cheese factories make it, and I wish more would. It's fantastic.
Does it squeak like cheese curd then?
Absolutely, and when you bite it, it breaks into the individual original small curd.
Huh. So it's before they cut it into curd or it's after they press it?
They don't cut it into curd at all.
They don't cut it at all.
It's pressed into a block, and then they cut it. You just cut a chunk off it and let it explode in your mouth.
Oh, does that sound interesting, David? And you know what? I love Colby. That was my favorite cheese growing up, and that was a Wisconsin original, wasn't it?
It was. It was invented in Wisconsin.
Thus, Colby, Wisconsin.
Yes.
That is wonderful. Thank you very much. All right, barely time for another, but Pat in Grafton. Hi, Pat.
Oh, good morning. I just wanted to mention Cedar Crest Dairy in Manitowoc. It's the home of the Cedar Crest Ice Cream Factory, and they have a shop off the factory, and in front is a good opportunity to take pictures because there is about a 50-foot statue of one of the symbols of Wisconsin, a cow. And there's also Bernstein's in Manitowoc, which goes back to the 1930s and has a traditional wood and serves, you know, sells candy and serves old-fashioned ice cream sundaes with marshmallow sauce.
That's
all
right.
Kinds
well,
of sundaes.
We will talk more and more about ice cream next month. Because it's going to be ice cream month, but I couldn't resist because it is. I have to admit, it's my favorite dairy product. Well, Heather, we have less than a minute to go. Any final celebrations that we should know about for June Dairy Month?
Well, I just really encourage people to go to the Dairy Days of Summer and use the, you know, either event listing or interactive map to find either area farm breakfast or events taking place in locations across the state to really celebrate and enjoy all the wonderful products the state has to offer.
Heather, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you very much.
Heather Porter Engwall is Director of National Product Communications for the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, and we do have her website on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page.
I like cheese. I like cheese. I like cheese. I like cheese.